man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wind and moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky
Mountains and the Western skies. Hey, folks, welcome to the show. Here on July 16th, 2018, I'm James Kelso. With us, Paul Fromm in Canada. Hi, Paul. Paul is there somewhere. And it is live tonight, and you're welcome to join us at area code 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And more great stuff to report. The best thing of all, Donald Trump's great conference with Vladimir Putin and all that transpired there in Helsinki. That on the heels of a very successful visit to Britain, which followed a very successful visit to Brussels and a NATO summit. As they say in New Jersey, bada bing, Brussels. How is it going? Bada bing, bada bang. London, bada boom, Helsinki. 1, 2, 3. And I don't know what Donald Trump's next great event scheduled to be, maybe. Again, I invite the audience to call in. As Mike Rivero says so correctly about the Republic Broadcasting Network audience, this is the most informed and wise audience in radio. And it's really fun to have you folks listening and commenting on what's going on in our world. Well, with all that success, why are we surprised? The left is having new levels of freak out and meltdown. CNN's Anderson Cooper: Trump's performance at the news conference with Putin was disgraceful and embarrassing. I thought it was fantastic. Here's another one. John Brennan, this is the former CIA director who is truly treasonous and who has to have been one of the masterminds of the effort to destroy Donald Trump before, during, and after the election. John Brennan calls upon Republican patriots, whatever his, that would mean to Brennan, that would mean Republican rhinos, to help impeach Donald Trump after the Putin meeting. John McCain. A great picture of John a crazy-looking John McCain here at Breitbart, rips the Trump-Putin press conference as, here are his adjectives, pathetic, disgraceful, erratic, painful. I think these are four adjectives I would apply to John McCain all of the time.
I think I'm finally back in, James.
Okay, good deal, Paul. Let's see, what are some of the other... But now, this is from Joel Pollack, one of the great writers at Breitbart. He says, President Donald Trump scored a diplomatic win on Monday, that's today, at Russian President Vladimir Putin in Helsinki, Finland. The media, the Democrats, and the never-Trump declared immediately that Trump had failed. But they were bitterly prejudiced against the meeting from the start, to the point where many insisted that Trump cancel it. To them, looking at the summit through the lens of collusion, the summit could only be the ultimate payoff for Putin's election meddling in 2016. But viewed through the lens, the summit was a milestone in U.S.-Russia relations. And I'll tell you, folks, as I listened to the president speaking right next to our president speaking next to the Russian president, and then listen to the Russian president, this was, in fact, a milestone. This was incredibly honest communication between these two men. And let's go on. Judging from their remarks at the press conference that followed, the two leaders touched on every major important area of foreign policy: Syria, where the U.S. wants Russia to keep Iran at bay; North Korea, where the U.S. wants Russia to help it pressure the Kim regime to denuclearize; Iran, where the U.S. is attempting to reorganize international pressure; and Ukraine, where the U.S. wants Russia to de-escalate. President Trump, as promised, challenged Putin on the subject of Russian interference in U.S. elections. It was Putin, not Trump, who pointed that out, adding, "I had to reiterate things I said several times, including during our personal contacts, that the Russian state has never interfered and is not going to interfere into internal American affairs, including the election process." Very nice. Very nice. That was from Vladimir Putin. Putin also volunteered the information that Trump had insisted the Russian annexation of Crimea was illegal. And then Pollack writes, "So much for appeasement." In other words, Donald Trump was very forthright with Vladimir Putin, and the two men, I thought it was wonderful, the chemistry. Trump was also aggressive on the topic of Europe, having just come from the NATO summit where he berated Germany over buying gas from Russia while relying on America's protection. Trump announced that the U.S. would compete with Russia to sell gas to Europe. Again, very bold. That is a major challenge of geopolitical significance, a sign the U.S. is going to use its technological edge in oil and gas production to boost Europe's economic independence from Russia. All Russia has, Trump noted, is the advantage of location. At the press conference, the Russian journalists, who do not enjoy press freedom, asked questions relevant to foreign policy. The American policy... there's a little typo here. I think what it means is the American press, who are theoretically free to think freely, devoted nearly every single question to allegations relating to phony charges of Russian collusion with the Trump campaign, including the latest developments in special counsel Robert Mueller's probe. Their concerns had little to do with the U.S.-Russia relations and everything to do with domestic U.S. politics. Now, I think that's a commentary there from Joel Pollack. Trump's critics are seizing on a single phrase, and that is this. Trump said this today: "I have great confidence in my intelligence people, but I will tell you that President Putin was extremely strong and powerful in his denial today." I love that. I love that. That Donald Trump is saying, you know what? Vladimir told me this is BS. that we, the Russian government, we're not meddling in your election. And Trump was saying, you know what? I found that to be extremely strong and powerful, that denial. He never...
He doesn't necessarily say he believes it, but I think that accords Putin respect and honor, and I think that's very good.
Yeah, and here's an elaboration here. Well, Paul catches that note just as you mentioned it, Paul. He catches it correctly. Donald Trump never attacked U.S. intelligence agencies. Let me tell you, they sure are deserving of attack when you think of John Brennan, the head of the CIA, who spent all his time trying to figure out a way to create a coup d'etat against the elected president of the United States. Some intelligence agency, that is. Nor did he explicitly take one side over the other. He said, Trump said, that he trusted Putin, as Pollack comments, as he should have done if his goal was to improve relations. He added that, quote, I don't see any reason why it would be Russia who carried out the hacking, nudging Russia toward a less adversarial posture. Trump haters, this is Pollack commenting now, are also pretending that Trump somehow elevated Putin by granting him a one-on-one meeting. Oh, my God, how juvenile. Elevated Putin by granting him a one-on-one meeting. I'd say these people are desperate. Putin does not need the U.S. to make him more important. He has a massive nuclear arsenal. He just handed out the trophies at the World Soccer Cup. He has military bases in strategic points in key conflict zones. The question is not whether Trump should have met Putin, but rather why they had not met sooner. Correct. Given the fact that certain U.S. interests in 2018 cannot be achieved without cooperation with Russia. It is worth noting, again, this is Pollack, that in meeting with Putin, Trump was honoring an explicit campaign promise. At a Republican primary debate in 2015, Trump said of Putin, I would talk to him. I would get along with him. I remember this one. I believe, and I may be wrong, in which case I'd probably have to take a different path, but I would get along with a lot of the world leaders that this country is not getting along with, unquote. Whatever the merits of that approach, the fact that Trump kept his word increases his credibility at home and abroad. Conservative critics, including myself, so Pollack's being honest there, suggested at the time that Trump's approach would fail. But Trump has built an advantage that Obama never enjoyed by showing Putin that he is prepared to use the U.S. military to back American interests. That caught Putin's attention and showed him he has at least some interest in cooperating for now. The meeting was also noteworthy for what was not said. Putin complained about the U.S. pulling out of the Iran deal, but he was quiet about reports that the U.S. had killed hundreds of Russian military contractors in Syria without losing a single American. Putin also said nothing about U.S. airstrikes against Bashar al-Assad's regime in Syria. And that is very significant, folks, because it does appear that an American military strike did catch hundreds of Russians, military, on the ground in Syria by surprise, and they were killed. And that would be something that Putin could really complain about very loudly. And the fact that he did not say anything about that speaks volumes. It means to me that Putin very much wants to have a great relationship with the U.S. and likewise Donald Trump. Let's see. The ultimate test of the Helsinki summit lies in the future. Let's see. What is clear already is that Trump advocated for American interests without conceding anything to Putin other than his dignity. Trump's critics, who are reduced to worrying that a soccer ball could be used to spy on the U.S., are hysterical precisely because they know be succeeded. And who is Joel Pollack? He's the senior editor at large at Breitbart and a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Also the author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution, published by Regnery. Anyway, very good day today. I loved that summit. And the display, you know, it's just a cavalcade of power and success, Paul. It's amazing. I watched the goings-on as Donald Trump's big car, which they call the Beast, which is really not a car at all, it's a tank, as the Beast, probably the most expensive and magnificent car in the world, pulled in to the ceremonies at Blenheim Palace in Britain. And Theresa May was there with her husband, Peter, to welcome the president. But what was so wonderful, Paul, was that that British pomp and circumstance, as they a wonderful British band in red and gold, welcomed the president, played some John Philip Sousa, then played some British music, and there were wonderful bagpipes. I mean, it brought tears to your eyes. It was so beautiful. And just sort of the memory of the greatness of the British Empire that such ceremonies bring out. And the precision of the British band and all of that sort of thing. Just really wonderful. And my little boy, he said, Daddy, come look. And what did he say? He said, look. Look at all the nutcrackers on the screen. And he was, because all the British band members looked just like the Nutcracker in the Tchaikovsky music and ballet. And so it was fun. It was fun to watch that with the kids and let them know this is where we came from, kids. This is our civilization and the greatness. The greatness of it. Let me just take a look at the collar board here. I'm going to get that lined up. George in Texas, I think, is on the line. George, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How do you feel about this 1-2-3 combination, Brussels, London, Helsinki? I view it as a tremendous success by Donald Trump. What do you say?
Well, you know, the thing is, when Donald Trump met the Queen, he didn't bow. The wife didn't do a curtsy as a royal protocol, or, you know, he didn't let the Queen walk ahead of him. He made him walk side by side. If you notice that little breach in protocol.
Well, you know, I'll throw my little two cents worth in there, and that is, you know, we Yanks are not that familiar with all that protocol, so we're gonna make faux pas here and there, and our British cousins are going to be very understanding of that. I'll tell you another thing I saw when it comes to appearances and protocol. Melania Trump, wow, what a beautiful woman. Poor Theresa May, who had to stand, in the vicinity of Melania at Blenheim Palace in this unbelievable yellow, she just makes clothes look so beautiful, and she is so elegant. Her posture is so wonderful. She is my daughter in this case, looking at her, said, she's a princess. She's royal. She is. And the everywhere in Europe, God, everybody was commenting on how beautiful our First Lady is and her style. We'll be right back.
We We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We're back, folks. Let me play you a little of this extraordinary audio. You know, you've got to, with Donald Trump, you've got to listen to the original source material because what it's reported as being is utterly, utterly fabricated. There's no connection. Listen to Donald Trump. This is wonderful. Vladimir Putin standing at the podium right next to Donald Trump's podium with the Russian and American flags all draped all behind him. And this is just beautiful. Donald Trump is taking shots at our own, at the top, the treasonous FBI, the treasonous Justice Department, people like Rodney the Rat Rodenstein, and Andrew McCabe and James Comey and Peter Strzok, these people who let Hillary Clinton destroy 33,000 emails, didn't even slap her on the wrist, didn't even pursue the case, didn't confiscate the DNC server that supposedly the Russians hacked. Well, if it's hacked, the server will tell the story. It hasn't even been requested. And now listen to what Donald Trump says here. He says, I got an extraordinary offer from President Putin, which is that his people are willing to let our people come to Moscow and work with them to try to answer the questions, try to figure out what happened to the DNC server. Listen to this. This is amazing. Now you can see why John Brennan is saying, he's calling it treason. He's saying this rises to treason by the president. Listen to this. It's wonderful. It's poetry. It's what I call it.
Disgrace that we can't get Hillary Clinton's 33,000 emails. I've been tweeting.
Now, get the picture, folks. Donald Trump is in Helsinki. He's just conferred for hours with Vladimir Putin. Putin is standing right next to him, and he's talking about the treason of our own security apparatus.
It out and calling it out on social media. Where is the server? I want to know where is the server and what is the server saying? My people came to me, Dan Coats came to me and some others. They said they think it's Russia. I have President Putin. He just said it's not Russia. I will say this. I don't see any reason why it would be. But I really do want to see the server. But I have confidence in both parties. I really believe that this will probably go on.
Now, folks, this is remarkable. Donald Trump is saying, look, I've got more reason to believe Vladimir Putin than the Obama head of the CIA. That's new, folks.
For a while, but I don't think it can go on without finding out what happened to the server. What happened to the servers of the Pakistani gentleman that worked on the DNC? Where are those servers? They're missing. Where are they? What happened to Hillary Clinton's emails? 33,000 emails gone, just gone. I will tell you that President Putin was extremely strong and powerful in his denial today. And what he did is an incredible offer. He offered to have the people working on the case come and work with their investigators with respect to the 12 people. I think that's an incredible offer.
Do you believe the United States is democracy? А если это так, то окончательный вывод в споре подобного рода может вынести только суд, а не оперативные службы. Вот компания, о которой я упоминал, Concord.
That's Vladimir Putin for all of you Russian speakers out there who do not include Paul or myself.
Right.
But I can tell you this, even as a non-Russian speaker, I know Vladimir Putin just said something probably pretty darn strong and pretty frank and truthful and refreshing, because that's the way he is, and brilliant.
Одного из наших, который говорит о каком-то сговоре в ходе предвыборной кампании в Соединенных Штатах. Это полный бред. Мы не были знакомы. Президент только об этом сказал.
President Putin, did you want President Trump to win the election, and did you direct any of your officials to help him do that?
Потому что он говорил о нормализации российско-американских отношений.
I wish I could hear the translation to that answer. I don't know what he said to that question. Did you want President Trump to win? But, you know, Paul, this is just wonderful. These two, and both men, are geniuses. And they understand what the left is doing in the U.S. They want to show Putin and Trump collaborating with each other. And, you know, so to speak, embed with each other. That's what they want to show. So Putin and Trump are not going to let them do that. it's brilliantly done. We'll be right back with George in Texas and Rob in Illinois. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Back, folks. And I still don't know what Vladimir Putin's answer was to, did you want Trump to win? I'll tell you what, you know, you look at the two men, you look at the honesty of their faces, you look at the sincerity of the smiles as they shake hands at the end of this press conference, and I am so pleased. I tell you, these two men admire each other. They want the world to be a safer place. They want America and Russia to get along better. And they both are aware of the fact that the left in the West wants hostility between Russia and America. They're both very aware of this, and they're both combating it. So just a huge victory today, Paul.
Oh yeah. This is superb. Contrary to all the doom and gloom brigade and the naysayers and the hate Trumpers, I think he pulled off a fantastic act, a fantastic triumph here.
Yes. These people have nothing left. Let's go to our callers here. I don't know, George, did I cut you short? Are you there,
here.
George? Yeah. Give us, I think I didn't let you really comment. What's your main thought, George?
Well, you know, the thing is, all weekend, even including up this morning, I was even watching Fox and Friends, and I got to say one thing, everybody was trying to scuttle or muddy the, or put blood in the waters or muddy the waters to try to contaminate this meeting. And the thing is, I'm disappointed in Sean Hannity. You should not call Russia a hostile regime. You know, I know a lot of people in Russia, and I tell you, they're starting up businesses. They're learning entrepreneurialism, and they're doing very good over there. And the thing is, to get along with Russia and do business with Russia would be good for America. It'd be good for Russia. It'd be a win-win thing. And these people on the left, you know, they didn't want the meeting to happen. I mean, Rosenstein with the timing of these indictments.
Friday. Folks, throwing out the indictments against 12 Russians on a Friday, right before this Monday summit with Vladimir Putin. Yes, obviously a deliberate effort to disrupt the whole thing. And look at that. Look at that innovative proposal from Vladimir Putin. He says, look, send your people over here. We'll help them figure it out. We were not trying to sabotage your election. And go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, you know, as they used to say in the old Three Stooges, it looks like sabotage to me. And I it really does look like the deep state, once again, trying to sabotage Donald Trump. And another thing that occurs to me, you know, there was a second incident in Britain, very close to where a former Soviet spy and his daughter were poisoned or allegedly poisoned about a month and a half ago. Another incident involving people that had nothing to do with intelligence or espionage or whatever. I almost wonder if some of that might not be a black op to try to poison relations with Russia.
Yes, and the operative thing, what's clearly evident, folks, is that people like Anderson Cooper and Wolf Blitzer and the whole Dem Lib Bolshevik establishment, they don't want peace or amity between the United States and Russia. They want animosity. They want war. They want every form of conflict. Now, think about that. The two largest European peoples on Earth, who benefits from that? Divide and conquer. They've been doing it to us for a long time. And Putin, in his comments, he said very clearly, he said the Cold War is long over.
Yeah.
There is no objective reason for any big conflict between the United States and Russia. And he said this was a very productive conference that I had with the American president, and we've moved quite a ways here in getting a good relationship going between America and Russia. And so it's competitive. I love what Donald Trump says. He says, well, we're competitors. And he illustrated that by saying, well, we're going to compete for the German business. The Germans need billions of dollars worth of gas. Well, we've got lots of gas to sell, so we're going to compete with the Russians on selling this gas and oil to Germany. And Putin did not take offense at that. He's like a, you know, it's like big giants of industry. You know, it's competition.
Yeah.
So the giant of one company of competing against, you know, a Ford competing against General Motors, it's not personal. And it's competition. And yes, Ford is trying to beat Chevy, and Chevy's trying to beat Ford. And that's, you know, it's like a great sporting event. Yeah, it's competitive. And I love the way Trump conducted himself in this. And what was really amazing, folks, and this is what freaked out people like John Brennan, is that Donald Trump, in a press conference with the Russian president, he was saying, look, What the hell's going on with the U.S. FBI? I mean, that's amazing. What's going on with the U.S. FBI where they can't, you know, they're trying to elect Hillary Clinton. Peter Strzok and Lisa Page and James Comey, they're trying to elect Hillary Clinton. They're trying to destroy Donald Trump. And Donald Trump had the guts to stand in front of the world with the Russian president right next to him saying, you know what? The security apparatus of the United States sucks. And I think President Putin has made a very strong statement that, you know, we're getting hosed by our American security apparatus. I mean, this is just wonderful. It's never, folks, nothing ever even close to this. There's no moment at which President Eisenhower or Reagan or any other president you can think of stood up in front of the cameras and said, my security apparatus sucks.
Hey, excuse me.
Oh, and by the way, George, before we go further on that, this is kind of a detail. It doesn't have the magnitude of the earlier thing. But if you saw it, folks, Donald Trump was standing outside on the, you know, the porch, really, at Turnberry, his golf course, and some idiot 50-some-year-old Greenpeace lunatic comes up in his ultralight aircraft with a banner and other doodads hanging off his ultralight, and he flies within 200 feet of Donald Trump and apparently circled above him three times. Folks,
he wasn't shot.
Yeah, I mean, folks, if somebody said to me, Kelso, we're going to take a bet here. This guy's going to fly this thing within 200 feet of the president. What are the odds that he will be alive 5 minutes from now? I would have said zero. Zero. That guy should have been, as soon as he approached within 200 feet of Donald Trump, should have looked like a piece of Swiss cheese.
Was so, Helsinki?
No, this is in at Turnberry.
In Scotland.
And this is Trump's own golf course. He's standing there with a bunch of, you know, very powerful people. And a guy is just slowly approaching in his ultralight, you know, which probably travels about, you know, whatever, 60 miles an hour or something. You know, very noisy. He could easily have had 200 pounds of C4 explosive in that thing with, you know, yeah, packed in a case of ball bearings, which could kill anybody in quite a range. That guy, I mean, I'm telling you, as he approached, it should have looked like, it should have looked like anti-aircraft fire. There should have been about 20 security people blazing away at that guy, dropping him out of the air. And I'll tell you, if the next guy that wants to do that stunt, I bet that's exactly what will happen. And I'll bet you there have been some serious conversations between Donald Trump and his security and the British security as to, you know, what the hell are you guys doing? This guy's flying directly at me, and he, you know, what are you doing? Yeah.
Obama had the worst security apparatus too. You remember when he went to go Nelson Mandela's funeral, and the person who was doing sign language was a phony and had a background of being violent.
Uh-huh. Well, you know,
I didn't know that, did you?
No, I didn't know that one.
No, that's a good point. It was apparently it was a complete imposter.
Huh. Well, I'll tell you, some people may have been fired there after that Turnberry deal, because you can't do that. You can't let a guy fly a vehicle 200 feet from the president. It's you know, you can't do that. Anyway, but Donald Trump said, you know, this is the big story. That's a little story. The big story is that Donald Trump said, with Vladimir Putin at his side, my FBI, my CIA, and I'm just using the one word summary, suck. They can't. They are against me. Peter Strzok still working for the FBI.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. He said, I have a high position at human resources in the FBI. And this guy, I mean, talk about, you know, someone guilty of treason, maybe the worst treasonous crime in American history, clearly an effort to cancel the election, the vote of 63 million American patriots who elected Donald Trump. And this guy's still working on the job. Rodney the Rat Rodenstein, to use the wrestler rhetoric there, he is still his boss. If I'm Donald Trump, and he said, you know, where's the DNC server? Where is this piece of evidence? Why hasn't this been confiscated? And meanwhile, apparently at some point, Vladimir Putin said that he thought the Mueller probe was a shame. I love that. Offering some sympathy to the president he admires. You know, this is a shame that these people have inflicted this fraud at witch hunt on you. So
I'm going to go ahead and make room for that caller in Illinois, okay?
Well, let's go to Rob. Thank you very much, George. Rob in Illinois, what's on your mind?
Hey, Kelso.
Yeah. Yes.
All right. I got your last talking points I want to go over to unravel, clear up, and enlighten. And if you just bear with me and follow me here as far as just this Mueller thing. Did he say it's a shame or did he just say it was a sham? Because it's a damn sham. You know what I mean? The whole Mueller thing altogether. Because Mueller's a sham. Everything about all the lawyers he hired is a sham from Weinberger or Wein, whoever, all of them. They're all sham. They're all con artists. They all set people up. They hide evidence and set people up to get indicted. You know, this whole thing is about going after the man, not a crime. Go after the man to find a crime. That's what the whole thing's about, and they still fail. They still fail, Kelso. You know that, right?
Well, yes, and had Hillary been elected as these people intended, had the election been stolen as they intended, we would never have found any of this out. We would never have found out about Peter Strzok or Lisa Page or James Comey. Or
many other things.
Yeah.
Decades of stuff has been going on for a long time. This has been the slow roll into something big, and they took them a while, and they used the technology, and they used the force and the buildup of everything that they've done over time. They slowly drained this country of its wealth and its power and its pride and its human human resource as well. You know, just sucking us dry. It's been decades in the works, and they were going to go.
And what's remarkable? What's remarkable, Rob, is that standing at a podium next to the Russian president, the American president, still beset. This deep state is still in place. They're still going after Trump. The media, which is part of the deep state, is still going after Trump. So what was really amazing, if you could sort of set the stage and grasp the significance of this, is the president of the United States, a patriot president, thank God, finally, with a sympathetic great Russian leader standing next to him, was saying to the world, look, you know, here's where we are, folks. I am at war with the deep state in my own country. And I'm getting sympathy and understanding and appreciation from the president of my great competitor nation, Russia. They're actually, I'm getting a better shake from Vladimir Putin than I do from the likes of John Brennan and Clapper and Comey and McCabe and Strzok. And by the way, remember,
every real American is at war with this shadow, invisible, deep government and all their Bolshevik friends and all their collaborators around the globe. We are all at war with them, every single real American. And Donald J. Trump, being the first and last great king of America, is leading the pack, and he's opened a lot of doors and windows for us to enter through. We just got to utilize them. You got skin in the game, man. Remember what I always say, you got skin in the game.
You're
welcome. Why don't we answer that question? What did Putin reply in so many words? He said, yes, I am glad that Donald Trump was elected because he wanted to work with us in Russia. He didn't want to go to war with us like other people did. So he answered yes. So it was yes. I am happy that he was elected. I did want him.
Beautiful, Rob. Beautiful. So, Thank you.
Okay. So what we have also going on is, Peter Strzok, he's still with the FBI, this arrogant FBI person, who happens to also, that I found out, is a member of the SES, the Senior Executive Service. So he is one of those unelected bureaucrats that get their job for life, and they're you know, they get nobody knows who's in, who their boss is, so they act like the bosses. So that's part of it. So he's SES and he's FBI. Okay, and what do you got with the FBI? The FBI, they think they're godmen. That's why they act so arrogant and they got such hubris. That they think they're godmen, and they've gotten away with so much ever since.
Bob, yeah, and here's what we're learning: it's worked for them for a long time, so it's understandable that they don't realize the jig is up for them. Well, thanks, Rob.
They got to be let known. It's up. It's done.
Yep.
Everything's
yep.
coming. We're going to be sovereign again.
We'll be right back, folks. Stay tuned.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Okay, we're back, folks. And we've got Ken in Fort Worth. Ken will be with us in just a moment. And, you know, I just used the phrase that for our deep state people who've been getting away with this for years, I said they don't realize. It's understandable that they might not realize. As Peter Strzok showed in his testimony on national television, he did not realize the jig is up for him. So that using the phrase, whose etymology I don't know, so I just looked it up during the break. And the jig is up refers, it's an old phrase, and it means the dance is over, the jig, time to pay the fiddler. Also, one of the meanings of jig was a lively dance, but also a practical joke or a trick.
Yeah.
The jig is up, meaning your trick or game is finished. We're on to you now. And it derives from this obsolete use of the word jig, which is trick. And the now, interestingly, the politically correct have tried to redefine this now. Jig not meaning a trick and up meaning not that it's over. Jig meaning a Negro is up meaning hanging from a tree. And it never meant that. So now people are afraid to use the old English phrase, the jig is up. You know, I'm afraid the jig is up for you. But it is, in fact, has a distinguished ancient history. And but now everybody's running away from it because somebody said, oh, it means a Negro is hanging from a tree. So you can't use that phrase anymore. That's now been censored out of the language. And here's one one commentator says, yeah, go ahead, Paul.
People who make such assertions are linguistic idiots. They don't know what they're talking about. You know, I mean, I've studied linguistics and the development of the English language, and people who say that, I mean, they're just dreaming. They're just wrong or fake news.
Yeah, exactly. So that was interesting. I did not know the etymology of the phrase, but using it, I thought, well, I'm going to check, and I did. Let's go to Ken in Fort Worth. Ken, are you there?
Yeah, hey, Trump ought to send that Strupp guy up there to Adak, Alaska, and cut his wages down to a dollar like his.
Yeah. Well, you know, see, the fact that he still has his security clearance, which is a big, big deal. He's still got a highly placed senior job, according to himself. So he's still, you know, retaining whatever his pay bracket is. You know, he's maintained all his perks and so on. It does indicate that these people in the deep state, they are very much still in power, still entrenched. Donald Trump is the threat to them, but they are not. Sure. They have not been rooted out.
Hey, can I tell you real quick? Google 4.5 million foreign gold coins in New York City.
We'll catch that. We'll try to hit that tomorrow. But we're out of time for tonight's show, folks. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Ken. Thank you, everybody out there. More good news in the Trump era, the Trump phenomenon, tomorrow. See you then.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.